A man is behind bars on an inducing panic charge following an incident in Canton. Around 10:50 Thursday night, police responded to reports of gunfire in the 2800 block of 4th Street Northwest. 54-year-old James Long allegedly fired multiple rounds from his back porch and shot twice while a police cruiser and an officer was on scene. Police say Long had been drinking and resisted efforts to be placed in handcuffs. The incident occurred within 900 feet of Clarendon Intermediate School. Long also faces charges including using weapons while intoxicated, discharge of a firearm on or near a prohibited premises, and having weapons under disability. He was convicted of felonious assault in 1995. Renovation of the Stark County Jail is officially underway. Commissioners and other officials gathered this morning for a groundbreaking ceremony. The $66.5 million project is the largest in the county's history, including costs such as architectural design. The price tag is over $75.7 million. Cost overruns above that figure will be the responsibility of construction manager Granger Welty. A pod-style housing unit with a central command center to be built on the existing employee parking lot is the largest piece of the project. Completion is planned for early 2028. The Marlington School District is tallying the savings of cost-cutting measures. During Thursday's Board of Education meeting, Superintendent Dan Swisher said 34 employees have not been replaced since the summer of 2022. He estimated a savings of $2.2 million. The figure doesn't include inflation or negotiated pay raises. Swisher says some staff have cited the culture for their willingness to take pay cuts in order to work in the district. In other business, the board accepted resignations of certified, classified, and supplemental staff and approved contracts for the same areas, as well as long-term certified and classified substitutes. Two vacant seats on Salem City Council have been filled. Republican Central Committee members met Wednesday and appointed Evan Newman council president. He succeeds Sarah Baronzi, who resigned last month because her family is moving out of the city. Newman recently resigned his at-large seat to seek appointment as president. Jim Harrington was named to fill Newman's post. Harrington is one of four candidates running for three at-large seats in November. Newman is also on the ballot and unopposed for council president. East Liverpool fire officials say no one was hurt when a blaze broke out in a vacant house Thursday morning. Firefighters were called to the 700 block of Bradshaw Avenue around 10 a.m. The flames were quickly put out. They were mostly contained to the kitchen area. Crews remained on scene to extinguish hot spots. They were assisted by firefighters from Liverpool Township. The chief and assistant chief of the Hartville Fire Department, who were cleaning out a nearby house, also helped out. The cause is under investigation. Struthers police are investigating after a three-year-old child was fatally shot this afternoon. Shortly before 1, officers responded to a home in the 400 block of Spring Street. Acting Chief DJ Aldish tells WKBN-TV the child was shot after they found an unsecured firearm. Two adults were with them at the time. The child was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center, where they later died. A guilty plea to charges of involuntary manslaughter and endangering children has been made by a Youngstown woman. 32-year-old Adrienne Hudson pleaded guilty today in Mahoning County Common Pleas Court. A pre-sentence investigation will occur before she learns her punishment for the drowning of 1-year-old London Kazen. Hudson was indicted in January 2024. She was babysitting Kazen and her own child at a home on Ridgelawn Avenue on the city's west side in September 2023. The group was outside and the girl wandered away and ended up in the pool. The child's death was later ruled accidental. A felonious assault charge was filed against a man accused in an attack at a Youngstown bus station. 30-year-old Marky Cambridge was arrested Thursday after allegedly stabbing another man at the Western Reserve Transit Authority station at West Federal Street and Martin Luther King Boulevard. There was no word on the victim's condition. He was treated by paramedics at the scene. Tractors will no longer be built at the Foxconn plant in Lordstown. Monarch Tractor CEO Praveen Benmetsa said Tuesday the electric tractors will no longer be built at the facility. The California-based company says it has enough inventory and spare parts to meet demand for the next year. Foxconn announced last week the plant was sold to a business partner. It will continue to occupy and operate the location. A man is charged in connection with a deadly shooting in Warren. 23-year-old Sabian Woodall of Warren was arrested and charged with murder. He was arraigned today in Warren Municipal Court. Woodall is being held without bond. The charge stems from the August 3rd slaying of 31-year-old David Owens. He was shot at a convenience store on Elm Road. Police expect additional suspects to face charges for their involvement. ODOT says drivers can shorten their wait times at congested areas by doing what's called a zipper merge. That means drivers staying in their lanes until it ends and then taking turns going through the merge point. Rather than being a form of cheating, ODOT says the zipper merge can reduce backups by up to 50% and shorten the line of cars by more than a third of a mile. It says merging at any point is fine during low congestion periods. The department is urging drivers to try the method at Route 224 in Canfield, where one lane is closed due to a bridge replacement. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.